嘿、hey, 大家好，我是 Alan， 欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。
我是 TJ。
我们常在英美的电视剧和电影中看到 cool guys 和 nerds 这样的概念。 cool guy 呢，我们知道就是那些让人觉得特别酷的人，而 nerd 呢，就是整天待在家里不出门不受欢迎的那些，我们说书呆子。今天呢， Alan 就要和我们的美国朋友 TJ 一起来聊一下，在美国人心中到底什么是 cool guy， 什么是 nerds 呢？So welcome, TJ.
Thank you so much, Alan.
So I got a question.
Sure.
Who are cool guys and who are the nerds in America? What is the standard?
Well, I don't think there's really a standard. It's all,
okay.
It's all on opinion.
Yeah, true,、
obviously.
True.
But,、you know, I think someone that is cool isn't following the crowd.But、mm-hmm. it's not like they're trying. Have you ever seen someone that tries to be cool?
A lot of them.
They're trying to be. I think that's the dumbest, biggest way to make yourself a loser douchebag is by trying to be cool.
But those people, they cannot notice that I'm trying to be a cool guy.
Yeah, if you're trying to be a cool guy, you're not being cool. Cool just comes from like...just being yourself and being a cool guy. There's no really other way to say it.
Sometimes cool guy doesn't know they're cool.
Exactly.
Other people think, that guy's
exactly.
so cool.
The coolest guys don't know they're cool. Do you think Batman knows that he's cool? Absolutely not. He's just being cool. That's what
yeah, he just wanna be.
Yes, it's natural. It、yeah. is a state of being, Alan.
Exactly.Yeah, 就是酷的人，我和 TJ 都觉得就是酷的人往往不认为自己是一个很酷的人，他们只是很自然的就是一个酷的人。那些想成为酷的人呢，他们只是 trying to be， 他们试着成为酷的人，但是他们一点也不酷。 But TJ、can you give us more specific examples? 给我们举些例子好不好、
okay.
Who is cool to you?
Yes, okay. Well,、I don't think you've heard of him, but his name isis Bill Murray. Here's the picture of him.
Okay.
Yeah, no. What does he look like to you?
He's handsome.
He's handsome?
I love his smile. He's、yeah. really smart.
Yeah, it's actually a good picture of him.
He's not young, right?
No, he's like 60-something. But the thing is, when a lot of people, whether they see this picture or another picture of him, they might, if they don't know him...It's just a picture of an old guy.
Yeah, and it probably got a wife and three kids.
Yeah, exactly. But that's not how he is. He's just this crazy, weird kind of guy. He's just, if you get to know his personality, everybody thinks that he's just freaking awesome. In America, anyway. But、
okay.
not in China, because they don't know anything about him.
For me, he's charming, but I don't know.
Sure.
It feels like that, but、yeah. I don't know why he's really cool.
Right.
So his name is...、
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray、yeah. 如果大家对这个 cool guy Bill Murray 感兴趣的话，去我们的这个搜索引擎上 Google 一下，然后看看 Bill Murray 到底是一个怎样的人，他到底为什么酷呢？如果你了解他更多的信息，也许你也会觉得他是一个非常酷的人。在这里我就不太剧透了好不好，我告诉你，他是一个非常棒的演员，然后这个生平呢也十分之传奇。感兴趣的朋友自己去搜索一下，如果你没有那么感兴趣的，我在这里也不多说了。我觉得大家，如果你真的对某一件事情有好奇心的话，好奇心很重要，就是一定要去自己勤动手，不要说等待别人，永远等待别人给你一个什么样的答案，好不好？今天 Alan 要和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊的话题是
美国人眼中的酷小子和书呆子。
如果你想和我们一起来互动，或者你想获得更多的英文学习笔记的话，欢迎微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。那你觉得什么样的人才是酷的人呢？ You know, TJ, people start to think nerds can be cool now.
Yeah.
They love characters.Such as、Sheldon Cooper、and Dr. Q played by Ben Welsher.
Yeah.
Are they nerds or cool guys for you, I mean?
Well, it's really not that superficial anymore.
Okay, you know, just like he looks like a nerd. He looks like a cool guy.
Exactly. You know, it's not about what they really look like. It's more about their personality.
Okay. 很多时候酷啊不仅仅是这个外表啊，我们不要太过于 superficial, 太肤浅了。酷很多时候是你的个性，这个才是 personality, 才决定你到底是不是一个很酷的人。
Yeah, let's take this Sheldon Cooper guy for
example,
okay? Take a guy who's got a PhD. That's all you know about him. He just has PhD. Is that cool?
No, not at all. If a PhD dies tomorrow,
who's going to care?
Only his family going to care about.
Of course his family's going to care. Take another guy who just, it's just another guy. He's... he's a smart ass. You
okay.
know? He's kind of cynical and he doesn't care. He's just, whatever. Is that cool?
He has a high IQ. That's it.
Well, sure. And then take the, another guy who's into comic books and he lives at home with his mom. And is that cool?
He's cool. I mean, he's a nerd with no girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if you take all three of those and you mix them all together, now that's a cool guy.
Because he has more dimensions.
Exactly. He's multidimensional. He's not like this flat, bland kind of guy. He's this character, and that's what we think is cool.
很多时候酷啊，跟外表真的是没有太大的关系。很多时候可能年纪小一些的朋友呢会觉得哎他长得特别帅，然后他可能唱歌唱得特别好，你觉得他很酷。但是随着年纪渐长啊，或者说当你看到更大的世界的时候，你会觉得这不仅仅是酷的标准。很多时候一个人是多维度的，如果只是外表或者说他只是一个方面你觉得不错，还不足以你觉得他是一个酷的人。只有当他是一个更加多维度更丰满的人的时候，我觉得或者说我们才觉得这个人是一个真正很酷的 guy. You're just trying to be cool. Everybody knows that coolness is not set by trend followers. Coolness is set by the trend starters, right?
Exactly. People who start trends are the people that are the cool people up top. Everybody else are just following. They're not cool. They're trying to be cool.
就那些酷的人啊，我们开始已经说到了啊，就是他们自己并不觉得自己酷。我只是做我自己。这些人是最酷的。酷的标准是由他们创造设定的。那些模仿他们的人，跟随潮流的人，他们永远都不是那些酷的人。所以说 TJ, who decides this? 就是说谁决定了谁是一个酷 guy?
People decide it, Alan. No, actually, in America, hamsters are really the
hamsters,
judges. Hamsters are the judges on who's cool. Hamsters, yep. They'll look at you and say you're cool or you're not cool, and you have to listen to them.
Okay, so is this the first day in high school? You will be brought to the hamster, okay?
Yeah. Mr.
Judge Hamster?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Am I cool?
Yeah, exactly. And the hamster will say, no, you're not cool at all. Go to the nerd section. And you got to go to the nerd section. Yep. And he just organizes you like that. 开玩笑的了。
You're kidding, right?
I'm joking.
所以说到底谁决定还真是不好说。也许酷，也许不酷，都只是公众的一个非常模糊的印象而已啦。All right, forget about hamster. When you are a cool guy or nerd back in U.S.?
I definitely wasn't cool.That's for sure.
Uh-huh.
But then again, everybody knew me. You know, it was weird.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people would be like, hey, TJ, man, what's up, dude? What's going on? And I'd be all, hey, man.
What happened? You forgot your name or something?
I wouldn't know him, man. I had no idea who they are.
在路上就认识你的人啊，陌生人，对你来说是陌生人，他认识你，跟你打招呼，然后你就却叫不出名字。可能真的是会有一些尴尬啊，就是 TJ 他就是从小到大都有这样的烦恼。
你呢？
Me?
嗯哼。
I don't have that high IQ turn to be a nerd, so unfortunately, I was a cool guy. I'm sorry, that's the only option for me.
How sad. Alan was a cool guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, will cool guy in your high school still be cool when he grows up?
我觉得不会。
Okay, why do you think so?
Well, you know what? A lot of times when someone's really cool in high school, when they get out of high school, they're kind of...You know, losers.
Okay.
To be honest. And it happens because when they leave high school, they think they can act the same way and be cool out in the real world. And that doesn't happen.
就有时候我们会发现就在学校里就是那些很酷的人啊、可能到了社会上以后就是毕业以后发现诶他们那些人好像不再酷了。另外一些曾经你觉得不酷的人他们成为了真正的 cool guy。
So, for example, say that this dude is super cool and he gets all his kicks from making fun of people, like making fun of nerds and whatnot.
A lot of school kids like to do that.
Yeah, like, yeah, and they think they're so cool when they do it. Now, say that he graduates and he goes out and he keeps trying to make fun of people. I mean, what productive, sane, mature member of society is going to laugh at that? Nobody. They're going to think he's an asshole. They're going to think he's a loser.
Because... the real world people, modern people, what I say, just like they are trying to make a living.
Yeah, exactly. I saw this one picture of, on the internet, this kid in the yearbook high school. He's a real nerd. He says, go ahead, laugh at me. I'm going to be your boss one day.
Nobody laughed.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody should stop laughing because that super smart kid is going to be your boss one day.
So what is cool when your parents are young? Has it changed?
No. Wasn't alive then, Alan. How would I know?
But you're American.
Right. Well, okay.
Guess it.
Well, I'm going to just go ahead and assume that it's changed since when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
What we were wearing most certainly isn't cool today. I mean, have you ever seen, you know, what 90s kids wore? In 80s fashion? It was a damn train wreck.
Hey, I was a kid in late 80s. I know what our people were in that time, but I have to admit, it has been changed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So, if there's a girl who's really, really cool, but ugly, and another girl is sexy, but boring, really boring, which one would you choose?
Well, it depends on what we're going to do.
Okay.
I mean, say that we're just going to run upstairs and have some, you know, crazy awesome sex, then I'd probably choose hot girl.
Quite honest.
Yeah. But, I mean, if I have to spend more than an hour with a girl and, you know, hanging out and actually doing something, I'd probably choose the cool girl. I mean, what about you? What would you choose?
To be honest, I will wait for my monster.
Alright, I hear you. Wait for my monster? What does it mean?
What I'm trying to say is just like, I will wait and see the girl with a good appearance and who has really good personality could conquer me.
Oh, I see, like a mix of the two.
Yeah, I would like to girl with a combination of two.
I see. Okay.
Today, me and TJ, we talked about a really complicated and a cool question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What is nerd and what is cool guy?
Yeah.
There's no standards, right?
Nope. It's all about being yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not, am I a nerd? Am I a cool guy? It's whether or not I'm comfortable being who I am.
Other people, they don't really care.
Yeah. And if you prove that you just are just being yourself, you're just, hey, I'm just me, hey, what you see is what you get, people are going to think you're cool because of it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's it. I think that's it for today, right, TJ?
That's it for today.
Okay, 今天的节目就到这里了。如果你希望查看更多有趣又有用的中英双语节目以及英文学习笔记的话，欢迎在微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。另外呢，我们成长计划系统英文课程持续热卖中，只需要1200元就可以从零基础一直学到高级以及商务英语。在微信搜索关注早安英文，回复阿拉伯数字1，你就可以了解到更多的课程信息。好了，今天的节目就到这里，我是 Alan，
我是 TJ，
下期见，
下期见。